It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
And time for our Friday movie review. Welcome, Dom Corey. How are you?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. Are you a flight, fright? Would you have frozen?
If
a ghost had crossed your path?
Curl up in a ball and rock back and forward? Is that an option?
It is. It's not one that I'd think of, but you never know. But has that happened to you before in a scary moment?
Yeah. I think the flight or flight is a bit binary. I'm a bit more fluid in my panic responses. I might, you know, start performing and then do a little dance and then run around in circles. Does that come under one of those?
I think so. And I also appreciate your reference to fluidity because it's neither one nor the other, although somewhere in between stuff happens. Now, you are talking to us about The Fall Guy. Shall we start there?
Yes, absolutely. This is the first big blockbuster of the summer, American summer blockbuster season. And what's unique about this film is it's a blockbuster about a blockbuster.
How does that work?
Well, the main character is a stuntman, and this is adapted from a TV show that ran in the early 80s that I do think played in New Zealand. It's not a particularly well-remembered show about a Hollywood stuntman who moonlights as a bounty hunter. And they've kind of taken the barest bones of that and applied this to a Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt movie where she is the director of a film. He is a stuntman who's kind of fallen on hard times, and one of the producers asks him to help find the star of the movie, who he used to double, played by Aaron Taylor-Johnson. And he kind of gets mixed up in some shenanigans that require the use of his rough-and-tumble stuntman skills. And so many fun things about this movie. The first one is it's set in Sydney and filmed in Sydney. And because, you know, they make blockbusters in Sydney.
So they do. They've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, this is about an American blockbuster shooting in Sydney. So just having that Antipodean flavour to this is a lot of fun. And as someone who loves blockbuster movies, and it somewhat laments the kind of blockbusters I grew up on that have been shunted aside in favor of Transformers and Marvel movies that are all a bit more about the digital effects than the personalities that used to drive these films. This feels like a return to a personality-driven blockbuster.
Because sounds hot, was what I suddenly thought when you named the names. I thought, oh, this sounds sexy.
Well, Ryan Gosling, how can you that guy?
Can't go wrong.
He's in such a good phase of his career. He kind of stole Barbie just by his laconic wry charm, and that's in full deployment here. He's got great chemistry with Emily Blunt. The film stops in its tracks every 20 minutes or so to serve their relationship in the film. It's kind of a bit haphazard in that way, but I liked that a film of this scale was very concerned about, you know, the people rather than the explosions. Even though there's lots of explosions, and it's also about the joy of filmmaking and it's directed by a guy named David Leitch, who is a former stuntman himself, and he's in fact a big part of this movement in Hollywood to try and get an Oscars for stunts going, which has been they've been doing for quite a while now. It hasn't happened yet, and that's brought up in the film. So he's advocating within his own film, which is pretty cool. But also, it's about honoring the guys who take the licks to make the films cool, and also it's an ode to an era when stunts were more prominent. These days, you're more likely than not going to cover a lot of the stuff with digital effects. And this is about the cinematic value you can get from actually throwing a guy off a building or having a guy in a car that rolls. And it's not a perfect film, but I loved the Sydney of it all. There's a whole lot of Australian characters in this film, and just having that flavour in there is really cool. And I had a ball. It's not changing my life or anything.
But
it
was
kind of haphazard. But yeah, it's a fun movie that brings sort of the humanity back to blockbusters.
Good. And what's the rating on it?
I have no idea.
Ah, okay. Well, we need to find that out.
I don't think there's any bad swears in it.
Okay, so young people can go.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's pretty fam. I'm just trying to think. Yeah, I'm someone who's also, I talked about this with Jesse quite a bit. I'm very concerned with fake art when there's a movie and then within the movie there's like movies that apparently exist.
You do or don't like that? No.
I'm just always interested in what people do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And how, for the most part, films aren't very good at doing that. They'll say, oh, we're going to go see an action movie tonight and it's called Action Man or something like that. And this film, I'm sad to report, doesn't do a great job with its fake art. The movies within a movie are not that great, but it is very sophisticated in its portrayal of on-set culture and what that's like, which is also something that Hollywood doesn't always do a great job of portraying. You know, lots of this film takes place on a movie set, and the camaraderie and sort of team-based dynamics of a movie set do kind of come through in it in a way that I hadn't seen in a film before, so I liked it for that.
Nice. Before we go to the next movie, because you did mention that you are a fan of early action movies, can you name some?
Well, these are not in mind-blowing titles. I'm thinking stuff like Die Hard, Lethal Weapon, Die Hard 2, Die Hard with a Vengeance, Lethal Weapon 2, Cliffhanger. Those are probably my favourites. Commando, got to get it. Terminator 2, stuff like that.
Yeah, Terminator 1.
Terminator 1's great, but that's kind of a down and dirty, almost a horror film, tech noir, sci-fi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It really only became a huge action franchise with the second one.
Correct.
But that was sort of the apex of tangible blockbuster filmmaking that this film obviously loves as well. And you can tell there's just a sense all throughout this movie that these people love that kind of film and want to make a good example of it. And it sort of doesn't make sense at times, but just Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt are both very shiny, charismatic people, and I enjoyed spending 2 hours in their company.
Action comedy, The Fall Guy. Okay, now, Anne Hathaway, rom-com, The Idea of You.
Yes, now, The Fall Guy's in cinemas now. The Idea of You goes on Prime Video next Thursday, and Anne Hathaway, quite a divisive figure for a long time. She plays it's an adaptation of a book. She plays a 40-year-old single mother who takes her daughter to Coachella, and she inadvertently meets the lead singer of a boy band.
At Coachella.
Yeah, clearly modelled on a Harry Styles type. He's British. And they kind of hit it off, and they have a romance. So it's this kind of sort of wish fulfillment, high fantasy rom-com. You know, rom-coms used to play such a large role in our culture, and now you kind of have to rely upon the streamers for the most part to make them. And Anne Hathaway's been in a few, and I've always been a big Anne Hathaway fan, but for about 10 years there, it seemed like the whole world really hated her.
Why, though? It doesn't make any sense. You know, you don't need to go down that little...
Humanity is bad. Yeah. We're bad. And but it was something about, whenever I brought it up, people would just, oh, I hate her. You know that?
Have you encountered strong that? Language? Yes, I have, and I'm not.
So you know what I'm talking
people.
About, of course. Right? Well, that's what's
ridiculous.
Well, in this film, once the romance goes public, she suddenly gets a stream of online hate, and it can't help but be informed by her real experience.
Right.
And so I thought that was interesting. And for a film like this, that is just a frothy wish fulfillment romantic comedy, it's actually got quite a lot of humanity in it.
Some depth.
And, well, let's not go too far.
Okay.
For what you might expect from a film like this, there was quite a lot of human moments, more so than in, say, the Owen Wilson J-Lo film Marry Me, which has a similar concept.
Yeah, nah.
And that felt just sort of like complete nonsense. But this one feels like a story about people. It's directed by Michael Showalter, who made The Big Sick, and it's co-written by Jennifer Westfeldt, who has made a few films in the past, so there's reasonable talent. Well, it's based on a book. I, as I said, am an Anne Hathaway fan. I enjoyed this film. It's not super funny. It's kind of slightly more concerned with actually just exploring the dynamics of this odd situation these two people get themselves in. The young guy is played by a British actor named Nicholas Galitzine, I think. It's a tricky surname. I might be butchering that. But he's showed up in a few frothy films recently. He does a good job. He's got chemistry with Anne Hathaway, and if this sounds like the kind of film you might like, I think you will. I enjoyed it.
Chemistry over the weekend. Oh, it hasn't opened yet.
No.
And it's on
Prime Video Thursday.
Okay. Prime Video Thursday, The Idea of You. And in theatres now, The Fall Guy. Dom, thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me. You too.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.